All right, it is 1:01. Call the meeting to order, please. Everyone had a look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
Yes, I have three additions. So the first one is in communications number 2. There was an additional proposal received. You have that. Then an unfinished business, number 6, the municipal emergency officer. This is for the interim position. And then a new business, I have a third one to add. That is a budgeted purchase request from the fire department.
All right. Anyone else? Can we have a mover for that, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
McGriggle.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
It's here.
Okay, we will go. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Payment of accounts. Okay, the first one, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 25907 to 25958 and other 0202 to 0233. And therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for amount not to exceed $189,044.96. A mover, please.
McDougald.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Paychecks. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, either 0234 to 0237. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $6,017.65. You got a mover and a seconder?
Stead.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Next one is whereas the financial statements went on. Whereas the financial statements ending November 28, 2025 have been circulated to council for their review, and therefore be it resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated. A mover, please.
Okay.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Then we have Public Works meeting of November 12th. That's all in your papers. And we'll go to reports of committees. Two Rivers Services to Senior. Again, that's in your documents. Verbal reports of committees. Councilor Stark. Deputy Reeve Honke.
Two Rivers, and that's be in your report next time and all that with everything that took place. Nothing. Pressing, and then fire department. So they had the sign out there looking for recruitments and everything like that. I'll say this, they have 9 new recruitments.
Wow.
That
wow.
Passed the thing in that. And out of the 9, 4 wanted to be involved with that emergency project and everything like that. So we're gonna see, they gotta pick up some hats and boots and all this stuff, equipment for these 9 new guys, which brings our level back up to 24 again. And everything. So
that low?
I was really good. Yeah, with left and retired and some not showing up in that anymore and that, so they got 9 real good returns coming in.
And with that first responders, they said people have approached them, they want to be first responders, but not firefighters?
Yeah.
But they have to be hired as a firefighter, so maybe as council we'll have to maybe look at our bylaw to allow for these people to participate in that program.
Well, that'll be another day.
Yeah,
no,
another
it will
day
be,
down
yeah.
the road or something like that. We'll just
yeah.
wait and see. But
you have to be a firefighter to be a first responder. So.
Well, the program's going to get approved here first.
Yeah, so that's yeah. all in the process.
All right. Councillor McDougall?
Yesterday we had a waste management committee revamp. Ron and I were there. We went over the budget. Things are not approved yet, but working towards it. One resolution that was passed was the purchase of a scale. We actually have procured a very, very good looking used scale that's going to be bought this week and take delivery next year sometime, right?
Yes.
And that should definitely help out there. And that's it for me, for meetings.
I have nothing this
week. Well, I attended the same one, of course, and then also the museum one. We have some, they have a new chairperson for the museum, as Pat and Bob have moved on to directors. And advisor on the for advisors on the committee, and the new chair is Peter Birkland, and you know they're still a pretty active. So I was at that, and then that's about it. Public hearing none. Delegation none. We'll go to communications number one. Whereas a subdivision application has been submitted by John Zink Jr. on behalf of John Norman Zink, owners of that portion of the north half of section 9-13-11 EPM being file number 4203-24-7806 and has been received by council. And whereas the community planning branch has determined this subdivision is consistent with the development plan. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council does hereby approve this subdivision application on the following condition, that a development agreement is entered into with the RM of Whitemouth. Agreement should at minimum address flood mitigation on the proposed lot and the residual parcel, i.e., example, permanent structures are built above the 200-year flood protection level of 263.1 meters. 863.2 feet. CGVP 28 for the proposed lot and 263.28 meters, 864.1 feet. CGVD 28 for the residual. The agreement may also include any other public works deemed necessary by council and that variance orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw. Can we have a mover?
I'll move it.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number two, Way to Go Consulting, council orientation proposal. It's an additional proposal, but there's quite a cost to that. I got a question on that, Lacey. Can you do that?
The council orientation?
Yeah.
Yes, we're capable of doing it ourselves. But these are proposals, and if council sees fit, we can look into that as well.
So you could do that?
Yep.
Instead of spending this money?
Absolutely, it's something I could do.
I have thoughts on it. We had our last term, on my last term, some of us, as well. We had went with one of these who had made a proposal, and the only ones who attended, and it was well advertised. We spent money for the people to come and do it, and we spent quite a bit of money to advertise it, and sitting councillors came, and we had two people from the Arm of Lac-Da-Bonnie that came, or one from the Arm of Lac-Da-Bonnie, And I didn't think that after that it was money well spent, based on the attendance for the money we spent. I like Reeve Amrogan's idea of we want to put something out that our CAO, if you have time to do, would be a good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Will you have time when you do it?
By that point.
Okay. By that point.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Something to
okay.
put on the agenda for a future meeting to
mm-hmm.
figure out.
Okay, good. Thank you. Perfect. Number three, Gabriel Gamelin, extension request for conditional use. Let me. Whereas conditional use C21-2024 was granted for Gabriel Carmen, is it Gamelin?
Gamelin.
To allow for a gluten-free bakery retail establishment for pickup only. And whereas the application Gabriel Gamelin has requested an extension of completion from the December 3rd, 2025 date, and therefore be resolved that an extension of 6 months is hereby approved.
I'll move that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number four, building inspector resignation. That's going to be referred to in camera. Number five, Eastman Snow Pals, trail number 770 update. I read it. To me, it's an update, and I thank them for their
yeah,
update.
Yeah, it looks kind really of clean and everything.
They
like
went
that.
Above and beyond
yeah.
what we had
yeah,
said
so
in
too.
Regards to getting rid of that brush.
Yeah,
very
they
nice,
did
good
very
job.
Good.
Well organized.
Thank you, too.
On their part.
Good job. Unfinished business, Lagoon, borrowing bylaws, still tabled. Number two. Waterline south of Elma draft joint letter. Lisa, you want to?
Yeah, so this was the joint letter that was done with Reynolds that was prepared by them. I added it to this agenda for council to review, and if they are fine with how it is, I will let their CAO know that we agree to sign off on it and send it off. I would also need to know which MPs council is interested in sending it to. They had suggested MP Falk.
Well, I think it's got to go federally because we've dealt with provincial. Right?
Right.
Done a lot with provincial, so I think the letter was intended at that meeting was to go federally.
Okay. Okay, then I will reach out to their CEO and discuss who to send it to. Was there any additions that you thought needed to be added, or you were happy with how it was presented?
Well, I just, yeah. No, as long as it goes out to Ted Falk's office.
Okay.
As far as provincial goes, they've got it for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Provincially. They offered us help with the study, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, and that's where it's at. So
far.
I think we need to see what the... Number three, zoning bylaw, tabled to February of 2026. Number four, tax incentive, tabled. That's tabled, but is this something where we want to look at with the development agreement? That we it's tabled is fine, but to give everyone a little notice that I think we should look at the development agreement and then have it on for the next meeting or next month or however it works under the tax incentive.
I can look at looking into our development agreements and what we do.
Unless there's others that guys want to add on. I don't know what else there is.
I agree. We're lacking in development agreements here. Just, I feel it's a good meeting,
okay.
Good topic.
Okay, I can do that administratively.
Yeah, whether that's
start looking
next
I like
that.
This tax incentive bylaw that's proposed, though the draft you did, Lacey.
Okay.
I fully supportive of it. I went over it and
okay,
it looks really good. It's a good update from the old one we've been using. It's outdated what we've
yeah,
got.
Exactly.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So then the development type things would be the next step to look into.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Number five, senior election official for 2026 elections.
So we're working on that administratively so far. I don't have anything to update as of now.
And that's till next October we're talking about. Number six, municipal emergency officer, intern position. You want a resolution for that one, eh?
You do, yeah.
Whereas interim municipal emergency coordinator is required, now therefore be it resolved that administration Dean Ducharme be a, that administration, what's that? Just a
minute. That's a word that got added in.
Okay. Be it resolved that Dean Ducharme be appointed to this position effective December 1st, 2025, and be it further resolved that he remain in this position until the permanent contact position is filled. Hey? Contract?
Yeah.
Oh, contract, okay.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. New business. Interim budget. So this is the budget that carries us into April?
Yeah, so this is the one that carries us for the first 4 months of the year until we pass our financial plan. These numbers here are based on the last few years of what where we've sat in the first 4 months. It looks very similar to last year. There's just a little increase for general government services. The only other one that you may want to consider too is your borrowing by reserve. So if you are looking at any capital purchases, this is another one that can change.
So you say, if we're looking for some capital purchases in the first 4 months, do we have to have more in the reserves than the 100,000 you're talking about?
If you're looking at it, yeah. It depends on what you're looking at purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
This looks very similar to what you would have saw last year. The only one that really has changed would be your general government services, and it's only gone up by a tiny little bit, about
$10,000.
Mm-hmm. So an example would be if we bought a piece of equipment over, we couldn't go over $100,000 until we do our budget in April.
You'd have to have, this is your interim, so there'd be a process if you wanted to do something like that.
But you still could.
If the money was in the reserves, right?
But you'd have to essentially... you'd have to have a resolution. You may need to have a hearing.
Public
depends
hearing,
on what it
exactly.
Is.
Exactly. It's a big. So it's easier to change that number now than it is to have a public hearing.
Yeah, but we don't have the money in the reserves, right?
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with that. So can we change that number so that we're covered? Say 200, or is this?
You want to put it for 200?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking the council.
It's up to council.
Going to be there either way, right?
It's going to be. It's not money that's. It's not money that's gone.
No.
It's not money that's even being used if you don't use it.
This
it's just money so it protects you.
This is the one that's coming from reserves.
Right.
So it's coming from what's
It'll
already
protect
in our
us
reserves.
In reserves. Yeah, it's covered, so you could go to a different reserve.
Okay.
You don't have it in the reserve, you can't do it.
So 200, is that where you want it sit then?
No. That's the group.
I agree. You know what? All counts there. It's not to say we're going to use it by any means, but at least it's there.
Something
in the event of an emergency, we don't know what kind of winter we're going to have, equipment-wise, snow-wise, whatever. You know, it's only November.
Okay.
You don't know, and it protects you.
Yes,
100,000 of them by anything in the municipal world?
No.
So how does this look then?
So what are your thoughts, Dylan?
No, I mean, it's not... I mean, like you said, I can't see us buying anything except for a grader, which is 800,000. But
that 200 ain't going to help.
No, I mean, it barely buys you a lawnmower these days. Like it's. But anyways,
transportation services. That's how it probably works.
Yep.
Stuff in there. Okay.
We do have some used equipment, though, that we've needed and stuff of our own that could fail and you need to replace. It's
you don't know.
Where you say it doesn't buy much, that could be a lifesaver, too.
Yeah, you don't know.
We don't know.
We
and if, like we said, if you don't use it, you know, it's still there. It's not being frivolous by any means.
Oh, sorry. So then, whereas in accordance with with Section 163 of the Municipal Act requires that an interim operating budget be completed to have effect from January 1st, 2026 until the adoption of the operating budget facial year is completed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the following interim operating budgets by it be adopted. Okay, so we are going to general government services, $210,000, protected services, $50,000, transportation services, $250,000, environmental health services, $70,000. Public health and welfare services, $15,000. Environmental development services, $20,000. Economic development services, $20,000. Recreation and culture services, $10,000. And facial services, $100,000. Capital requirements borne by reserves, $200,000. Do we have a mover?
Honky.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Lacey, there's lots to read. Number two, reserve reallocation. So have we, what, so this is what we got to put in there, and then we have a little bit to cover last year from the sidewalks?
So this is essentially where the sidewalks went a little bit over what we had budgeted for. So mm-hmm. This is just reallocating the funds that were in that gas tax reserve that were already dedicated for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So whereas Section 169(2) of the Municipal Act allows, in part, that council may authorize expenditure for the purpose other than is set out in the budget. If the expenditure does not affect the total of the amount of estimated under subsection 164(1), operating budget, and section 166, capital budget. And whereas the 2025 budget allowed for capital purchases of $260,000 to be borne by the gas tax reserve. Now therefore be it resolved that page 13 of the 2025 budget be amended to show the following capital purchases be borne by the reserves. Sand shed, $30,000. Sidewalks, $55,000. Lagoon, $45,000. Road improvements, $100,000. PW truck, $30,000, for a total of $260,000. Can we have a mover?
McDougald.
A seconder.
Scared.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number three, budgeted purchase request from the fire department. Whereas the Whitemouth Fire Department has requested to purchase two radios from the 2025 budget, and whereas quotes have been provided for review. Now therefore be it resolved that the fire department is hereby authorized to incur these purchases not to exceed $7,277.12 plus applicable taxes. A mover.
Can someone, sorry, I just...
Yep, go ahead.
Like one of our members from the fire committee to just...
Well, so these are upgraded. These are two radios that will be upgraded to be used by the emergency people and all that, so they can be with the 911 police and on
so the... So they're a handheld type radio?
Correct.
What are we using now? We're just replacing some outdated ones, or we're adding more to that so two more people can have these radios?
Yes.
So
there'll be two, will be with the two that are on the call.
Yeah.
That go, will have these two radios and everything like that to utilize.
What range are they, do they cover?
I'm pretty sure right across the country or something.
Yeah, they're satellite remote, like,
it would get everywhere.
Yeah. They won't work.
No, I appreciate that. Just wondering what they are.
Yeah, nope, that's all it is. It's just upgrading two more radios for this project. And
okay. Can we have a mover then?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. Okay. Can we have a mover to go out of council and into camera?
Honky.
Could you go in camera? May I please add in camera that I have the project done in regards to the CAO salary
okay.
for 2026
yep.
to add that in?
Okay.
Thank you.
So we leave now.
That's it.
Sure. Yeah.
It's nice seeing you.
That's good.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, whereas resignation has been received from the building inspector for the rural municipality of Whitemouth. Now therefore be it resolved that the resignation is hereby accepted, and be it further resolved that admin be directed to advertise for the above position, and be it further resolved that admin be authorized to acquire an interim building inspector until the above position is filled. Mover?
Okay.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. And whereas 2026 wage is required for the chief administrative officer position, now therefore be it resolved that the wage is hereby set at $125,000.
Honky.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Meeting is be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and the meeting does hereby adjourn at 3:23 p.m.
2:36.
You guys mixing me up. Mover?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.